following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom. From comics and video games to science and technology, if it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap, and I'm all alone. Because we had a hurricane. As you may have seen on the news, not to mention our own social feeds, Hurricane Matthew barreled through the area, and we were extraordinarily fortunate to not take the brunt of it, though it looked like we were certainly going to for a while. As a result, we lost some time, we canceled some recordings. It's better to be safe than sorry, but it did kind of screw up everybody's lives a bit for a little while. Battening down the hatches of the Nerdy Show Studio, the house that houses the Nerdy Show Studio, and then putting everything back where it was. Oh, in addition to raking a ludicrous amount of twigs and branches, it was like Twigageddon out in the yard. So, yeah, we escaped very unscathed, all of us, and we're extremely fortunate and very grateful. But as a result, here we are doing another episode of Nerdy Show that's not an episode of Nerdy Show. A couple episodes back, we did a community update in order to make up for some plans that went awry, and everything was fine. We would have had an episode today, but hey, act of God, turns out. I'm not thrilled about this particular development, but, worse things happen at sea, as the kids say. And certainly much worse things happened in Haiti, which I'm not making light of. In fact, in this episode's links, I will link to a place where there's a list of relief agencies that will actually help Haiti, unlike, say, the Red Cross, or other large organizations with a dubious track record when it comes to getting relief money where it's intended to go. Aside from this being sort of a non-episode, I am going to use this as a platform for keeping you informed about cool things going on. Number one, this past weekend, New York Comic Con happened, which was completely and utterly unaffected by the hurricane. Hooray! And there, the team behind the Liberty Podcasts broke a world record. We mentioned in a prior episode that they were setting out to sell the most graphic novels at a convention ever, that is, logged with the Guinness Book of World Records, and they totally did it. They sold out of every book they brought to New York Comic Con. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but basically, all previously recorded sales smashed. Liberty comes back in early November with season 2 of Critical Research, and the comic that they broke the record with, Liberty Deception, you can pick up online right now. We'll link to where you can do that. By the time you hear this, I'll be in Chicago, and I'll be there until October 16th. So if you're in the Chicago area, drop us a line. Maybe we could do a meetup. I've never met up with any fans in Chicago. It's a big city. Certainly there must be some. So say hey. But no matter where you are, you can tune into a thing I'm doing in Chicago, which is I'm going to be on the One Shot Podcast Board Game Night. One Shot is a group of podcasts that I got turned on to by you guys. I can't actually remember who first pointed me in their direction, but they do role-playing podcasts. And as you can probably guess by their name, for the most part, they do it all as One Shot, trying out new systems basically every episode. So on Thursday, October 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be on their Twitch stream playing Betrayal, House on the Hill, which I have never played before, though it's come highly recommended. You can tune into that at twitch.tv/oneshotrpg, and that's Thursday, October 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you pop in the chat room, say hey, let them know you're repping Nerdy Show, and we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to whatever sinister doings that particular tabletop game is going to inflict on me and also make me inflict on others. Coming up next month is North Carolina Comic Con, which if you're following these episodes in order, you've probably heard me talk about. It's a great show that is getting bigger and badder with every consecutive year. All kinds of amazing talent are turning up, including pretty much everybody from the creative team of DC's new imprint, Young Animal, including Gerard Way, the singer of My Chemical Romance turned awesome comic creator, and a lot of other wonderful folks whose work I love. Now, I'm going to be hosting some panels there, I don't know the full extent of all of them yet, but I'm pretty sure that I can say at least the following, which is that I'm going to be emceeing one of their big party events, as well as moderating some panels that I pitched, including one about adaptations, as in comic books that have been adapted into films, with myself and a number of creators for whom that's specifically happened, as well as a creator or two who have adapted other works into the comic medium. And then also a panel on multimedia storytelling, where I'm going to be talking with creators who work in the comics field, but also branch out in a number of other directions, including concept art for television and advertising, films, animation, and exploring how the methods of storytelling differ from medium to medium, if in fact there's any difference at all. Aaron will be there too. We'll be raising some hell. So if you're anywhere in or near North Carolina, come out and hang with us. That's November 11th through the 13th. And of course, it's still Dogtober. Dogtober is the month of lightning dogs, where sometime this month, we don't have an exact date yet, but sometime this month, we are going to finally launch Lightning Dogs as a standalone series. Lightning Dogs is a premise we came up with several years ago on Nerdy Show, completely by accident, about a group of anthropomorphic dogs from another world who come to a post-apocalyptic Earth overrun with mutants and ruled by the villainous Glampire. Over the years, we've released a number of episodes with us exploring that idea, fleshing out characters and plots and so on, and now we're devoting an entire series to it and relaunching the Lightning Dogs as a standalone podcast on our quest to actually make it an animated series. Like, no joke, that's the goal. That's what we're working towards. You can listen to the original episodes right now at lightningdogs.com, but they're also soon to be re-released reflecting the new format of the show. And also, all through Dogtober, leading up to the release of the show, we're releasing the first official character designs of all the characters. And in addition to being Dogtober, it also happens to be Inktober, which is an internet holiday in which artists draw stuff based on a list of daily prompts. It's kind of like a do-it-yourself advent calendar for artists, sort of. So I've been struggling to keep up with that. I think all of us have due to the hurricane. However, Max Acree, who's the Lightning Dogs vehicle designer, has been churning them out like crazy and doing some awesome stuff. So I'm going to catch up. Hopefully Tony will catch up too. And keep an eye on our Lightning Dogs social feeds and Twitter and Facebook for all the Inktober sketches, as well as the character art releases. And of course, notice of when this show is going to go live. It's going to happen at the very least before Halloween. Next week, we'll be back with a full-fledged episode of Nerdy Show, but because I'm in Chicago, I won't be on it. So we'll see what happens since, last time Brandon surprised everybody by bringing an onion in the studio and starting to cut it. The things that happen when I'm not around are truly remarkable. So we'll see how it goes and if anybody survives the experience. But I'll see you guys soon, maybe in person if you're in Chicago, and at the very least, online during the one-shot Twitch stream on Thursday the 13th. Since it is October and a generally spooky time of year, I thought I'd play another track from a record that we played a track from a few episodes ago. This is a recent release by Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. They do really rad, spooky cabaret sort of music. And this is a track called Doll Boy, inspired in no small part by The Shining. Little man in
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to Nerdy Show via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we got it covered.